ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। लेट मी फर्स्ट ऑफर माई रेस्पेक्टफुल ऑबिशंसेस अन टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु हु इज द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ लाइफ फॉर वन हु बिरेप्ट ऑफ ऑल पोजेशंस इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड इज द ओनली मीनिंग फॉर वन एडवांसिंग इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ। Thus let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. Purport. A person in the conditioned stage of material existence is in an atmosphere of helplessness, but the conditioned soul, under the illusion of Maya or the external energy, thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship and love, not knowing that the time of death none of these can save him. The law of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. In the Bhagavad Gita 13:9 it is stated, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanudarsanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miserable conditions unless he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. An intelligent person therefore does not put his faith in any material possessions, but completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a person is called Akinchana, or one who does not possess anything in this material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also known as Akinchana Gochara, for he can be achieved by a person who does not put his faith in material possessions. Therefore, for the fully surrendered soul who has no material possessions on which to depend, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only shelter. Everyone depends upon dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and ultimately moksha, salvation. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to his magnanimous character, can give more than salvation. Therefore, in this verse, the word hinartha adhika sadhakam indicate that although by material estimation, salvation is of a quality superior to the inferior interests of religiosity, economic development and sense gratification, above salvation, there is the position of devotional service and transcendental love. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the bestower of this great benediction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, prema pumartha mahan, love of Godhead is the ultimate benediction for all human beings. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore first offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before describing his magnanimity in bestowing love of Godhead. Agati eka gatim natva hinartha adhika sadhakam si chaitanyam likhyate asya prema bhakti vadanyataha. Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contributions of devotional service in love of God.
Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या कचिदुपासना ब्रजवधूवर्गेण जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमपुमार्थमहां श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रोदरणापरः.
सो एस श्रील प्रभुपाद रोट इन पार्पोर्ट दैट बिफोर गौरांग महाप्रभु द प्रीवियस आचार्यस दे आर प्रीचिंग अबाउट धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष ओनली दिस फोर थिंग्स द गोल ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ पीपुल्स आर थिंकिंग मोक्ष बट गौरांग महाप्रभु ही स्पेशल गिफ्ट इज ही टोल्ड अस नॉट मोक्ष इज द गोल ऑफ लाइफ प्रेम पुमार्थ महान टू अटेन प्योर लव ऑफ गॉड हेड दैट इज द गोल ऑफ लाइफ प्रेम भक्ति और डिवोशनल सर्विस अन टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण दैट इज द गोल ऑफ लाइफ दैट्स वाई महाप्रभु इज नोन एज महावदान्याय He is the most magnanimous or most munificent incarnation who has distributing this Krishna prem to everyone. Though there is many reasons why Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world, He is Krishna Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. He is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described about the internal region and external regions. Internal regions are specifically for his own relishment, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for his own relishment, these internal regions. Radhaya Pranaya Madhuri Kidrishava Naiva. Sat Yena Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrishava Madhya Sokhyam Chasya मदनुभवत कीदृशं वेति लोभा इति भावाढ्या समजनी सची गर्भसिंधु हरिंदु. चैतन्य महाप्रभु एपियर फ्रॉम द होम ऑफ मदर सची जस्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस थ्री थिंग्स द पोजिशन ऑफ राधाराणी राधया प्रणय माधुरी कीदृश दिस व्हाट इज द लव ऑफ राधाराणी व्हाय राधाराणी लव्स कृष्ण so much, what is the reason? Then, what is the special sweetness that is with Krishna that only Radha released herself? And when Radha released that sweetness, what type of happiness she enjoys? So these are the internal reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just appeared or Krishna appeared as accepting the form of Mahaprabhu. That is for his own releasement. But the external regions are specifically for us. That's why he is known as Mahavadanyaya. Even the internal regions also help us and also for us in one sense. Just like Narottama Das Thakur, he sings in one song, यदि गौर ना हईत तबे की हईत के मन धरिताम देह राधार महिमा प्रेम रस सीमा जगते जानत के. नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर टोल दिस इज ऑल्सो वन स्पेशल गिफ्ट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही जस्ट प्रूव्स द लव ऑफ राधारानी is the topmost love of Krishna. Radharani is the topmost devotee of Krishna. No one can surpass Radharani's love. So the position of Radharani in Krishna's devotional service, that is came to known to this material world by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise there are only people who are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan or Rukmani Dwarakadhis like this. No one was worshipping Radha Krishna. So that is the special gift of Mahaprabhu. He gave her the worship of Radha and Krishna together. And external regions specifically, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned that he performs the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, and same time he advocates or he preaches the Raga Bhakti. Anarpita charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpaitum urnata ujjvala rasam so bhakti sriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitam sada hrudayakandare spuratuba sachinandanah. So Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, let the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sachinandan, be always manifest in my heart. And he has given something to this humanity that is never given before. Anarpita charing chirat korunaya avatirna kalau. He is manifested in this age of Kali. And he is distributing this Krishna prem that is not given by anyone else before. He is Krishna himself, but he is distributing Krishna prem. Anarpita charing chirat korunaya avatirna kalau. He is, because of his most merciful nature, he just distributing this Krishna prem. Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki jai, Gornitaya ki jai. So, specifically in this particular Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared as most magnanimous incarnation. There is a in Brahma's one day, there is 1,000 Chaturjugas passed away. And among them, only one Chaturjuga, that is, in which the Swayam Krishna Syamasundar appeared. And after his appearance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. As it mentioned in Sanatana Sikhya, or this chapter also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling that Vaivasvata name ei saptama manantara sataisa chaturjuga tahara antara athaisa chaturjuga dwapara rasese dhamera sahita haye krishnera prakase. Within the one day of Brahma, there is 1,000 chaturjugas passed away, like Satya Tritaya Dwapara Kali, and there is 14 manus, they rule, and one manu rules about 71 chaturjuga. Like this, 27 yugas after passing the yuga cycles, especially during the ruling of the 7th manu, that is Vaivasvata Manantara, that is now is the ruling of Vaivasvata Manu, is going on. And 27 chaturjuga was passed away. And this is the 28th chaturjuga, this yuga cycle. And in this yuga cycle specifically, Krishna appeared. In every Brahma, in one day of Brahma, once Krishna appeared. And in all other chaturjugas, there is simply Vishnu, who is one form of, that in Vaikuntha planet, one planet, that is Vishnu Loka. And that is not the Shyamasundar Krishna. That is a Krishna who is in color of a parrot or a green leaf. He appeared. That he is also known as Krishna, but he is not the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, he is Brajendra Nandan. His abode is Goloka Vrindavan. And the other Krishna who is appeared in every Dwapara, he is known as also Krishna. His name is Krishna, but his color is like color of a parrot. And he just appeared every Dwapara Yuga, and he killed the demons. And then after every Dwapara Yuga also, one Yuga avatar who preaches the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, he appeared. He also known as Chaitanya, but he is not the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has appeared in this Kali Yuga, just after this Dwapara, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. He is also from Goloka Vrindavan. In spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, there are two parts. In one part there is Krishna Lila and another part is Gaura Lila. And this Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Radha Krishna Nahevanya. The other Gaura who appeared in every Kali Yuga, he just preaches the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. But this Gauranga Mahaprabhu, particularly in this, just 500 years ago, he appeared in Navadip and he distributes this Krishna Prema. He appeared to release the love of Radharani himself. He is Krishna, but he is Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita Tanu. He is accepting the Radharani's mood and Radharani's color. And same time he distributed specifically Krishna Prem. This Gauranga Mahaprabhu is specifically distributing Raga Bhakti. This is not given by anyone else before. Krishna Das Kaviraj, then that's why Mahaprabhu was thinking in Goloka Vrindavan, Sakala Jagata More Kare Vidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti Brajabhava Paite Nahi Sakti. Mahaprabhu told him, Krishna himself thought within, everywhere people are doing simply Vidhi Bhakti, following Narada Pancharatra, and they are doing Vidhi Bhakti, but following this Vidhi Bhakti, no one can come to the platform of Brajabhakti. This Brajabhakti is a very sacred thing. And without following the Brajavasis, no one can attend the lotus feet of Brajendra Nandan. That is Mahaprabhu told, Brajavadhu Vargena Ja Kalpita. Our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandan Krishna, but how can we achieve his lotus feet? By following the footprints of the Brajavadhus, Brajagopis. So that is Raga Bhakti that the Brajavasis were performing. And Mahaprabhu wanted to distribute that bhakti. Raga bhakti karite pracharan. So, that's why he thought himself, how can these people get this raga bhakti, braja bhakti, how can they come back to Goloka Vrindavan unless they perform this spontaneous devotional service? That's why he thought, Yuga dharma pravartana haye ansa haite amabina raga braja bhakti kehu nare dite. He told all this Yuga dharma can be preached by my incarnations of different incarnations of Vishnu, this Harinam Sankirtan. But unless I myself just come to this material world, no one can distribute this braja bhakti, this Krishna Prem, or the devotional service that is performed in raga marga, spontaneous way, by the Brajavasis. Only I can give this. No one else can distribute this Brajabhakti. Krishna eka premadata sastra pramani. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami telling, this is also one of the proof in sastra that Krishna himself can distribute his prema to others. That's why Krishna thought, I must incarnate myself to distribute this prema bhakti or Brajabhakti to others. And by incarnating in this, why he want to give Brajabhakti? He told, Aisharya bhave vidhi marge bhajana kariya vaikunthate jaye chaturvidha mukti paya. People are doing this Aisharya bhakti, vidhi bhakti, and then they attend the four types of liberations, sarupya, samipya, salokya, shasti. But I have to prove that there is something higher than this four types of liberations, even something higher. That is prem. That is prem of Umartha Mahan. That is Prabhupada writing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no, above this liberation or salvation, there is another higher stage. That is prem of Umartha Mahan. And to achieve pure love and devotional service, at the lotus feet of Krishna. Mama janmani janmani swaray bhavatad bhakti ahetu kittoi. Just like the Brajagopis, they desired that only. They never think of for their own sense gratification. They never thought about for themselves. What has happened to them? They only thinks for the benefit of Krishna. How to please Krishna? How to make Krishna happy? That is their mood. So that should be the mood of devotees. That is the Brajabhav. That's why you may be heard many times the story how one time in Dwaraka Krishna was just, so I have headache. I need dust from some devotee. Anyone can give dust from his feet. So that will be messaged on my head. Then I will be relieved from my headache. So Narada, he tried to find this, even he himself did not want to give. Who? Narada. Neither Uddhava nor the queens of Dwaraka, Krishna's own queens, Rukmani, Satyabhama, no one. And he searched many places to many sages. He asked about this. No one was agreed to give this. Why? Those who are jnanis, they thought he is Param Brahma. How is he headache with Param Brahma? This is, we don't believe. And if others, even those are devotees, they thought, how can we give dust from our feet? And you are telling that you will message it in Supreme Lord's head. So what will happen to us? We will go to hell. So no one was agreed. Finally, Narada was just, in the course of his traveling, he arrived in Braja and he saw the gopis were in bank of Jamuna. And seeing Narada Muni, the gopis pay him obeisances and they ask, what is about our Krishna? How he is doing? You are traveling everywhere. You must have news about him. Told, yes, your Krishna is suffering. Severe headache. Fever. He is not eating anything. Sleeping on the bed whole day and night. They told, we can do anything. Can we do something? Told, yes. That's why I came here. I need some dust from your feet. And this dust I will take and this will be messaged on Krishna's head, then he will be cured. Gopis, don't worry. How much dust you want? He told, so they immediately just put their feet on Jamuna water. They are not washing their feet. Because if you wait, then will be more dust will come. So I told Narada, you did not bring anything to take this dust, which is now packing everything. Take it. So Narada told you fools, you don't know. He is Param Brahman, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This dust I am taking and it will be messaged on his head. And what will happen to all of you? All of you will go to hell. He told, we don't worry about this. Tears were just started flowing from their eyes. They are crying. They told, no, don't worry about this. We may go to hell for time immemorial. We don't care for this. But let our Krishna be happy. So that is the mood of the Brajavasis, Brajabhakti. They want to sacrifice everything for Krishna. There is no reservation for themselves, for their own pleasure. They sacrifice their own pleasure for pleasure of Krishna. So that is this is pure love of Godhead or Raga Bhakti, that is the Braja Bhakti. And Mahaprabhu came to specifically give that bhakti to us. But initial stage, it is not possible to immediately just jump to the stage of Raga Bhakti. Even Srila Prabhupada, when he installed the deities in Los Angeles, deity was Radha Krishna, but name was Rukmani Dwarkadhis. So many people ask why Prabhupada you gave the name Rukmani Dwarkadhis, Radha Krishna's deity. Told, because you are not qualified to worship Radha Krishna now. We are following the principles of Narada Pancharatra, that is the Vidhi Bhakti, that is for Lakshmi Narayan, for Rukmani Dwarkadhis. This bhakti is not for Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna is worshipped in different way. They worshipped in Raga Bhakti. They don't think all this vidhis so much. They see whether you have intense love for them within your heart or not. That is, they want. But gradually by following this vidhi bhakti, our senses will get purified. Then one day, when our senses completely purified, then we can develop, we can come to the stage of spontaneous love, or spontaneously we can serve. When we come to that stage, then we can qualify ourselves to serve Radha Krishna. But this is needed, that is Mahaprabhu wants, specifically to give this Raga Bhakti. Specifically, he come to give four kinds of devotional service. Chari bhave bhakti diya tarimu sansar. Four types of devotional service. Dasya, sakhya, vatsalya, madhurya. Four types. He told, I have to distribute this prema to everyone. Oh, this dasya, sakhya, vatsalya, madhurya, they are also before what he was giving special. Even Ramachandra's devotee, they are also some dasya. Hanuman is the dasya in dasya. And Vibhishan and Sugriva, they are in sakhya. They are in vatsalya, there is Kausalya, Kaikeyi or Sumitra. There is also Sita in Sukhya, Madhurya. So what is Mahaprabhu is want to give special? What? Manjari Bhav. It's very high. Okay. We can see this, even this, specifically Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Even Ramachandra has some sakhas like Vibhishan and Sugriva, but sometimes they may embrace each other, Ramachandra and Vibhishan or Sugriva, but Sugriva and Vibhishan, they are very fearful, seeing that our feet must not touch to the feet of the Lord Rama, Ramachandra. They are very fearful. But what is the sakha, the friends of Krishna? Sakhya bhave sakha kare skandhe arohan. Tumi kon bada loko, tumi ami sam. In pure sakya, in love of friendliness, the friends, they climbed on the shoulder of Krishna. When they sometimes play each other, sometimes Krishna defeated, though he was Ajita, sometimes he defeated from Sridham, the elder brother of Radharani. Then all Kaurava will go, oh Krishna, you defeated, now you have to carry Sridham on your shoulder and walk at. You have to walk for 2 kilometers or 2 miles, take Krishna, you have defeated now. But Krishna told, no, I am small, I am Kanhaiya, I cannot do this, it's too heavy, you cannot carry. You thinking you are Nanda Maharaj's son, you are king's son, you cannot do. You have to do it. Four sakhas will come and just catch him and forcefully Sridham will climb on his shoulder. That is Krishna's sakha. That sakya is not with Ramachandra. That is Tumi Ami Samo, equal platform. That is not in Ramachandra's bhakti. Vatsalya. There may be some vatsalya with Kaikeyi, Nesari, Kausalya, Sumitra, all these things. But that is not like Mother Jasoda's Vatsalya. Their king's house, king's palace, their dining table, having golden cups, plates, and in breakfast, has to come and sit down in a chair, and everything is there, many sweets and all preparations, milk preparations, all these things, just they have to eat. That is even, and Devaki and Vasudev's love is not compared with the love of Mother Jasoda and Nanda. When Krishna Balaram, after killing Kamsa, they entered Vasudev's palace. Night passed away, next day in morning, breakfast, Devaki called, oh Krishna Balaram, please come. Here is dining table, sit down, your seat is here. And she kept all the preparations, milk preparations there. And then he told, now you take your breakfast. And she just left. And Krishna Balaram, just Krishna is looking to Balaram, Balaram is looking to Krishna. And tears just started flowing from their eyes. Why? They were thinking about Mother Jasoda. How Mother Jasoda was feeding them. Sitting very affectionately just near by them. Lala, please eat, take what you like, what you don't like many things. When Krishna was so small, Jasoda was taking Krishna in her lap and just asking for eating, and Krishna will tell, no, I don't, this is just avoid for eating. Then Krishna, Masada, Jasoda will show, this is, look, it's full moon. To show him Chandra, then Krishna will tell, oh mother, please give me moon. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya also sometimes asked Mother Sachi to give me moon. So in this way, those days were just remembered by Krishna Balaram, and they are crying. So there was no question of Vatsalya, Mother Jasoda and Nanda, we compare to compare to any other's bastalya, maternal love. And similarly, the love of gopis is cannot be compared to anyone else. It's Madhurji. So, this is the special gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to that Braja Bhakti or this Raga Bhakti he gave to all of us. Even the Nam Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma, other Yuga Dharma, other Yugas, Kali Yugas, like there is Yuga circles, and this is the special Yuga circle of Kali Yuga. But other Kali Yugas also, Yuga Avatar came, he just distributed Harinam Sankirtan also, this Yuga Dharma. This is the Yuga Dharma for all Kali Yugas, Harinam Sankirtan. Kritecha Dhyayata Vishnu, Tretayang Jajate Mukhai, Dwaparang Paricharjayang Kalauta Thari Kirtanam. This is Yuga Dharma for all four Yugas. Satya Yuga, there is meditation. Tretaya, there is Jagya. Dwapar, there is deity worship. And age of Kali, Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan. This is for all Kali Yugas. But the other Yuga Avataras, they just simply preached Harinam Sankirtan and do Sankirtan and return back to Godhead. That is their. But this particular Kali Yuga Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave the name, the same Sankirtan, but this is Prema Nama Sankirtan. This is not ordinary Sankirtan. That's why you have to avoid 10 offenses. Simply by Nama Bhas one can attain Mukti. Four types of liberation one can. Nama Bhasi, Ajamila, Vaikuntha Gelare. There are three stages of chanting. Offensive stage, neutral stage and pure chanting. So offensive chant, by simply doing offensive chanting, one can attain all the material desires get fulfilled. That is Ramacharya Haridas Thakur described in the assembly of Govardhan Mujumdar. And he told, by simply offensively chanting Hare Krishna, whatever material desires within, all of these material desires will get fulfilled. Someone wants to be even the prime minister of certain country, or he wants to be Indra in heaven. These desires can be fulfilled simply if one engages in chanting offensively. And by chanting the holy name in a neutral stage, abhas stage, then one can achieve liberation. Four types of liberation he can achieve. And when we chant pure name without offenses, then he will achieve Krishna Prem. You have faith on this? Vishwase paibe Krishna tarke bahudur. If someone argue, he cannot achieve Krishna's lotus feet. But if one has full faith, he can achieve very quickly. One person there was in Gopal Chakravarti, he was in that assembly of Govardhan Majumdar. A young man, he could not believe on this. He told, I don't believe this. What bogus things you are speaking here? Simply by chanting offensively, one can become Indra, can become a king, and all material desires will get fulfilled. And you telling by Abhasana one can get Mukti and get. What is these things you are telling here? Then why there are so many Karmakanda, Jagyans, Vedas, and so many things are given? Like this, you become very angry, furious. Then he told, okay, if you are talking like this, all bogus things. If you tell and advertise these things again, then I will just cut off your nose. So everyone become fearful. They all chanted, the Govardhan Mujumdar kicked out Gopal Chakravarti from the assembly. Get out from here. Haridas Thakur, very humbly, he just declared, okay, if this is not true, why you cut off my nose? I myself will cut my own nose. But because that person committed offense, he could not believe Haridas Thakur's statement. Within seven days, he told that he had to cut off Haridas Thakur's nose. His own nose get leprosy. And finally it just melted and fell down from his whole nose. So that is reaction of not believing the glory of holy name. So that's why Mahaprabhu gave up instruction specifically to chant the holy name without offenses. without offense. That is Mahaprabhu chant aparadha sunya haya laha krishna naam. You chant holy name but without offenses, because our goal is to achieve krishna prem, pure devotional service. Mama janmani janmani swarev bhavatat bhakti rahetu kitui. And to achieve this pure devotional service, one has to chant without offenses. How can one chant without offenses the holy name? That is Prabhupada is writing in purport. You must be akinchana. Akinchana gochara. Krishna is akinchana gochara. Visaya chariya, serase majiya, mukheya bolo, hari hari. You chant hari hari but give up your attachments. Visaya chariya. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga, sikhyarthamekam purusa purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sariradhari Krupam Budhije Tamahang Prapadde. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he chanted this verse, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. He appeared to teach us this Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. One can achieve pure devotional service by renouncing everything at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu for his service. That everything belongs to him, nothing is belongs to us. Manasa, deha, geha, jokichu, moro, arpilu, toapade, nandakiswara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Let's say Prabhupada wrote in the other songs purport also, it does not mean that we have to go to jungle, give up everything, go to jungle. This is not possible in this age. But you have to surrender everything, keep Krishna in center. Though Bhakti Vinod Thakur was in Grihastha Ashram, he was magistrate, and he had so many duties, but still he was in Paramahansa stage. He was living in a Paramahansa life. That is not impossible. But you have to give up mentality of enjoying mentality. You have to surrender everything to Krishna, thinking everything belongs to Krishna. I am simply an instrument in the hand of Krishna. If in this mood, one stays, whether he is, that is Narottam Das Thakur, whether he is a griheva banete thake, sadahari bole take. If he is maybe in Grihastha Ashram, maybe in Vanaprastha Sannyasi or Brahmachari, but if he is renounced in everything for pleasure of Krishna, and he is simply thinking himself as instrument in hand of Krishna, a guru, then his life is successful. That person can please Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Janaka, janani, daita, tanaya, prabhu, guru, pati, tuhu, sarvamaya. You everything. Surrender everything to Krishna. Even this house is not my house, this is Krishna's house. This wife, these children, they are also belong to Krishna. They are also pure devotees. They are also living entities. I am also a living entity. And we are all belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. We are simply, due to our prarabdhas, we have certain duties. And we will perform and we will perfectly perform our duties for pleasure of Krishna, Guru, then we can achieve the desired success of Krishna Prem in this lifetime. So that is the gift of Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has so many renounced followers like Goswamis in Vrindavan. They gave up everything and this just reside in Vrindavan to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was very much pleased with them, but there are also many grihastha devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Ramananda Raya, Swarupa Damodar was a renounced person, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Sivananda Sen, Sivas Thakur, and in the Panchatattva we see Advaita Acharya, Sivas Thakur, and so in this way, it does not matter that Narottam Das Thakur, whether you are a grahastha, a vanaprastha, sannyasi or brahmachari, but accept this path of love that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to make our life successful? Goal of life is to achieve Krishna Prem, not dharma, achieve just simply liberation. Liberation is not our goal. That is the gift of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So it is already time. I stop here. Anyone any question or comment?